Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hoes Podcast.
What's up, hoes? It's the bros, and we're back, and we're better than ever.
Yeah, better than ever. Yeah, this is crazy. We actually feel better than ever.
Yeah, like, this is, not to pump this up too much, but this is going to be the best episode of the podcast ever.
Yeah, like, ever. So, yeah, obviously, I've had really amazing... Like, we all have had a really amazing days. Like, you saw your sister get married or something, which is beautiful. But I feel like today I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was so ready to be alive.
Just kidding. This is going to be another mediocre episode, but thank you guys for coming along.
The best episode yet is coming, though. Like, we've been working on it day and
That'd
night.
That'd be so scary if, like... You actually did know, like, this is going to be the best episode ever. But I also be kind of sad. I'm like, wait, so after this, it's all downhill?
Oh, yeah, because if someone told me, like, I'm uploading a video and said, like, this video is going to do the best ever, and, like, I just knew somehow, I'd be excited for, like, that week. But then after, it's like, so, like, it just goes downhill from here.
You know what? In my opinion, we all just get better and better with age.
Da da da! This guy's so deep. Oh, I thought it was just gonna be like okay, French fries in the microwave.
But this French fries in the microwave. This is on my alarm clock, you guys. Just so you guys know, this made me think of it. Hey you,
this is gonna be the best day ever.
That's what I wake up to every day. It's Kesha's new song.
That's so
somehow
that's...
like it. Isn't getting enough attention. I feel like not enough people are talking about Kesha's contribution to the Angry Birds 2 soundtrack.
You're actually gonna have the best day if you listen to that. That's crazy. Yeah,
every single day I wake up thinking it's the best day.
I know that
because of Kesha.
This is my ringtone. I just first thought, oh, why am I doing this? Yours is out fine, but mine's just okay. That's not interesting. I like felt like, oh my gosh, I told my ringtone. But
you
yeah,
don't ever have
yours
your,
is so good.
You never have your alarm clock be songs. Well, it does. The only bad thing is it has to be a song that you know you don't want to listen to in real life because it'll ruin the song for you.
Yeah, like I had "We Can't Stop" by Miley Cyrus for the longest time as my ringtone as my ringtone, and now like, oh, it's one of her songs off the Bengals era. And now when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, it just reminds me of waking up for school.
Yeah. So it has to be a song that you don't care enough that you'll never want to listen to in real life. Like mine is this Best Day song. I love Kesha, but like I don't really care about the Angry Birds soundtrack, so I know it's not going to ruin my real life.
Oh, yeah.
And also my
good vibes.
My alarm clock before this was the Life Size theme song. Eve is great, no matter
where she goes.
Because I'm never going to listen to that in real life ever.
Yeah.
So that's just a little life hack for you guys looking for an alarm clock.
Oh, yeah. For sure looks. You know when you had to buy your ringtones?
Oh, I remember my parents
Wait,
got
you
so
still
mad
have
at
to?
Me because I bought so many ringtones and I bought ring backs.
What's that?
Where when someone would call you, it would play a song.
Oh my gosh, that sounds... Wait, do they still do that?
Yeah, and for the longest time, I don't know if someone was trolling me or what happened, but my ring back was... It would say, please hold while your party is reached, and then it would play like this weird... fancy music like dun 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 dun.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. And it was like, wait, do you like work for a hotel now?
And then everyone trolled me, got mad at me for it, but I think somebody trolled me and got that ring back. Because I did not buy that fancy song for a ring back. My ring backs are always like pour it up by Rihanna or something.
Oh yeah. How would someone do that though?
I don't know. I think it was a glitch with Verizon. But I did get it taken care of. I no longer have a ring back, but I kind of want one again. How come ringbacks went out of style?
I know. I kind of want to have one. Like, when someone calls me, it's the boing, da-da-da. But I want one now. Yes. I used to not want one, though, because when I was in school, like, I thought it would be embarrassing if it played, like, whatever song I was into at that moment.
Oh, ringtone, you mean?
Yeah. But nowadays, like, I'm down to do it.
Yeah, but that would also ruin a song, probably having it as a ringtone.
I know, because you hear it all the time.
But you guys, we're actually having a fun game today.
Da da da! When Lucas first told me like we're doing a game, I was like, wait, like this is turning into like a game show. Like, I don't know if I'm down for that. But Bros it's actually Hose such is, a fun game.
Bros Over Hoes is now a certified game show.
Yeah.
The American Association of Game Shows has now accepted us in. And I actually, this isn't an original idea, but all credit to Jenna and Julian. Their podcast did this last week. It's quizzing each other on your videos.
I know, Lucas, this is such a good idea. I thought it was so interesting. I need to watch their episode on it. So yeah, we both watched each other's mostly old videos. Did
yeah,
you watch mostly
I took
old?
A deep dive into Jacob's YouTube channel, and I wrote down some just, you know, unique quotes he said. And I also have a list of fake quotes that Jacob could possibly say, and he has to guess when I tell him a quote, if it's real or fake, and vice versa.
Yeah, that's what I did for you, too. I wrote a couple fake ones and a couple real ones. And it's so weird watching, like, old videos of you, because it's, like, so different. Oh, no, it's crazy.
Jacob actually said that when he watched videos of me when I was 19, it looked like you were looking at yourself.
Oh, it just was weird, because, like, it kind of reminded me of me, but I don't know why. Maybe that's just me imagining it, since we're brothers or something.
It was weird watching videos of you when you were, like, 14 and under.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jacob had a whole different, like, vibe back then.
I know. I don't know what like, goes on.
I don't know. You reminded me of, I don't know why, but you had the personality of NeNe Leakes.
Who's
the Real
that?
Housewife of Atlanta.
Oh, for real?
You have never seen that show, but you just reminded me of her in all your old videos.
Oh.
And you hadn't even ever watched that show, so I guess you guys are just...
Yeah.
Just naturally were exactly like NeNe Leakes.
Yeah, I guess just over time, my personality just like... Like, moves to 90 degrees.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it turns out people grow and change.
That's crazy that, like, because when I do watch those videos, like, the real time that I do, like, it's so weird watching them. It's like, wait, what?
I know.
Change. Okay,
we all change. You want me to go first?
Yeah. So, you'll do one, I'll do one, you do one.
Yeah, we'll just keep switching.
Okay.
This is the first one that Jacob said. I like Lady Gaga, but Katy Perry makes me want to dance, but Lady Gaga makes me want to be a boss bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, my immediate reaction is like, when you first started saying it, I was like, okay, let me think about it. But then I think it's real, because first of all, it sounds like, because I remember in those videos, it would just be like a stream of consciousness kind of, and I'd just say what I was literally thinking.
How old do you think you were in the video?
Probably like 14, but I'm guessing it's real, and like that sounds like something that I'd say. I'm guessing it's real.
Well, I have a good way of creating fake Jacob quotes, because it was fake.
Oh, for real? That sounds like I literally just assumed I said that. It sounds so much like something that I would have said.
After watching a few of these videos of Jacob when he was 13 and under, I feel like I could kind of just. I'm like, he would probably say something about Lady Gaga.
Oh
and
yeah,
Perry.
For sure. I would used to always talk
so
about.
So far, you're
him.
Losing.
Oh yeah, because one time I was. I know, I can't believe I'm losing already.
I know, you're losing the challenge.
Because one time I was actually in sixth grade camp, and we had to go to like, this place in Bigville or something. And I don't even know, that week, Prism came out by Katy Perry.
Oh my God,
so
yes.
There was story time. And then I was like, it came out on like, when I was there, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then when I came home, I listened to the whole album. But yeah.
But no, you might have said that in a video, but not one that I saw. I made it up.
Oh, okay. So, I'll do one for you. But, okay, so you picked kind of long ones. I just picked, like, sentence ones.
Oh, I kind of did, like, multiple sentences, but it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Not a big deal, I guess. I'm kidding.
Pound that neck. Choke me.
Pound that neck?
And then you had a pause and you said, choke me.
Pound that neck.
In this scenario. Like, it wasn't, it was, like, two clips.
Pound that neck. I feel like I never, that doesn't make any sense to me, so I'm going to say false.
It's real.
What video?
I think, I don't know which one. Oh, it was the Manny MUA makeup tutorial.
Oh, I was doing makeup. That makes sense. Pound that neck.
Yeah, you were doing a makeup tutorial, like doing the Manny MUA makeup, and then you said that. So yeah, I picked a kind of drastic one.
I guess we're both losing so far. I just didn't ever think I talked about pounding a neck, but it makes sense in the context of a
makeup
video.
Yeah, like you were putting foundation on your neck. Like you weren't actually having sex with your neck, but yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I can't date any... This is one of Jacob's quotes. I can't date anyone because I know like all these people have been asking me, but like I have to say no to most of them. I'm only dating 5 people at once. I can't like get another person, or I'd have to secretly date them. You know what I mean?
Okay. This is another one of those. This is another one of those. Like, you obviously could have just made it up because, like, in those videos, I probably said, I still say like and a lot, but like, and you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, all
I
that
annoyingly
shit.
Included the likes. Like, oh, yeah, I could have taken them out, but I decided to include them.
And the you know what I mean. Like, like, I can just picture me wearing, like, this sweater that I used to wear.
Oh, Jacob
wear.
Used to low-key dress up in his videos. Like, you were always in a button-up and never sweatpants, never gym shorts. Like, it was always, like, professional preppy attire.
I know. I probably was wearing, like, this sweater, like, that I got for Christmas. I know. I don't know. I used to, like, actually...
If you guys ever want to deep dive into Jacob's channel, please YouTube Jacob Crook Kimye. And it's Jacob's first video, and it's iconic. And you'll understand what I'm saying. He was just like Nene Leakes.
I'm guessing this was real.
It was real. It was from Wanna Date Me. The video called Wanna Date Me, made by a 13-year-old for
Wanna
some unknown reason.
I thought that was from the video because I think it was obviously so long ago. Like, I did this video called Do I Have a Girlfriend? And then I remember that video did so good at that time, and I was just assuming that was the one.
No, this was Wanna Date Me, made in when you lived in Diamond Bar, California, and you kept saying, the video was like, that line was taken from a skit. It was like you would talk to the camera, and they'd be like, I'm going to tell you guys how to not get with people if they want to get with you, or something like that.
Oh!
And then you also said, nobody's ever asked me out, but this is just what I assume it's like, or something.
Oh, yeah, because this is one of those videos where, like, because I started my YouTube channel in Diamond Bar, but then I moved to Lincoln. Oh, like Nebraska or whatever. But yeah, those videos I don't really like. I remember them, but it's just
this is a whole different. You were literally in beginning of middle school.
Yeah, so. But I haven't privated them, so they're still
leave them up. They're not even embarrassing. It's just funny to see the progression.
Yeah, like the craziness of it all. Okay, so that one was real?
That was real.
Oh, okay.
And did you guess it was real? You did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're ahead of me at this point.
Okay, we should probably keep score somehow.
I wish we had like a dry erase board.
Yeah, we can just remember it. 1-0.
Are we going to remember?
Will we?
I have faith in us.
Okay. There's a pouch for your cell phone or some condoms.
There's a part?
A pouch.
A pouch for your cell phone or some condoms.
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah, it's real.
What's in my bag?
No, it was that, you did a what? Oh, yeah, you did do a what's in my bag,
right?
I
don't know why I did a what's in my bag, but I did do a what's in my bag. And I think it might be on private, though, thankfully.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that one because didn't the whole what's in my bag thing start? Because you were visiting Nebraska and we watched a what's in my bag, like a serious one. And you were like, wait, what if I did a joke one? So you put like a Big Mac in there.
Oh, I kind of do remember that.
Yeah, so... You think it's real?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, it's real, but it's from the, sending my postmates sent me Halloween outfits.
Oh.
It was like one of the outfits had a pouch.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 1-1 right now. It's getting really...
This is getting intense.
It's so crazy because, like, I don't know how many uploads you have on your channel, but I have, like, 400 uploads. So, like, if for some reason someone listened to every podcast episode, looked at all my Instagram, looked at all my Twitter, looked at all my YouTube, and then they did, like, a whole annihilation of me, like, I wonder what would, like what someone would think.
That'd be funny because have you seen those things where, like, an AI robot... observe something for a certain amount of time, then makes its own video. So that'd be funny if an AI watched your entire channel and then made a speech think you'd say. And it would be like exact.
I would love to see that. Yeah, because it would be my new videos and my old videos.
That'd be funny. Okay, next up on Jacob.
Okay.
Turns out you can't even film in the Gucci store, but I'm a savage, so I'm gonna film in there anyway, bitches.
So that's from my channel.
Yes.
I think that's fake, first of all, because I've never done a video about Gucci, I'm pretty sure. Oh, have I? No, I that sounds like another YouTuber would say that. No, I don't think I said that.
It's real.
Wait, what video did I say that? I went
but
to the Gucci
you
store?
But you do have a defense. The video is called Vlogging Like Logan Paul.
Oh, so I didn't actually go to the Gucci store?
Yeah, you were copying his videos.
Oh, that video wasn't even that long ago, but it still feels so long
ago. Yeah, it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
2017.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe... Okay, because for a second, I was like, have I gone to the Gucci store to film? And that's never... Okay, so it's real? Yeah, so it's one... still tied.
It's 1-1, guys. Is the anticipation growing for You hoes? Who's going to win? This is the battle of the century.
This ketchup makes me want to do the splits. Ah!
Oh my gosh. I feel like that's real.
It's fake. Wah.
Was there a quote that was similar?
No. So when I was going through your channel, I was looking through like videos from 3 years ago when you did one DIY ketchup bottle. Well,
that's why I thought I would have said that.
Yeah, and I didn't actually watch it, but I just like wrote a quote down to trick you.
You got me. I thought I could have said that for sure in that video.
Yeah, so that one's fake. But oh my gosh, so I'm winning. Oh, wait, no, we ain't.
We're still both on the one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that works?
Yeah. I feel like someone's listening is like, you dumb bitches.
Yeah. I feel like, wait, if you lose, do you lose a point? They're making this too complicated.
No, how about if you win, if you get it right, you get a point, but if you lose, nothing happens?
You know, this is just for fun, so maybe we should just...
But we should hire a mathematician next time.
Yes. This is what Jacob said. My nipples are tender, but that's what makes me so sweet.
Okay, so like... Even though I was probably 14 at the time, like I just, that sounds just like messed up. And I feel like I might say something messed up like that. Okay. I feel like I'm just going to dive in and say this is real just because I feel like I would just say something outrageous like that just for the, just because.
Wrong. It was fake. I made that up.
How'd you come up with it though? Like what was the backstory? Like,
to be completely honest, that's actually the first thing I wrote down. I hadn't watched any videos yet, and I was like, I'm going to come up with a few fake ones.
Wait, what was it? My nipples are tender and
my nipples are tender, but that's what makes me so sweet.
I should have known it was fake because it was shorter than the rest.
Also, that was just the first one I wrote down. I was like thinking back to your old videos, and I was like, he could have said something like this.
Yeah, for sure.
He got a video taken down for twerking too suggestively.
Oh, yeah, have we talked about that?
I think we have.
Yeah, I just twerked in a video, and it got... choking down. I think I got a strike on my YouTube channel.
That's why you shouldn't let a 10-year-old start a YouTube channel.
Okay. That massage got sexual real quick.
Huh.
So I'm guessing you know what video.
Oh, this is real.
This one's fake.
Oh, you got me, bro.
I know, because you also did that video. I hired a massage
person.
That's what
I thought. I was like, have I done a video about massages? And then I was like, I think I did a massage story time. And I was like, second of all, I tried out the app Soothe.
Okay, so maybe somehow you did say that because I didn't watch those videos. But yeah, I just made that up.
Oh my gosh. Now that I think about it, I wouldn't have said that. Because wouldn't that have made the person...
Yeah, like, but
I'd be crossing the boundary saying that got sexual, and they're like, I'm just here to perform a massage.
Oh, yeah, that does sound awkward.
I
mean,
that being said, I did sing Britney Spears in that video.
One time, me and my mom had
anyway.
Wait, what? What were you saying about Britney Spears?
I was saying when that girl came and massaged me, I was singing Britney Spears during it.
For real?
So I did make her uncomfortable in that way.
Oh my gosh, we need to appreciate
that
video more.
You and your mom?
I think we did a couples massage.
Wait, when?
Because
what?
Like a couple of Christmases ago, she got us our massages, but it was either like, yeah, I think we got, because like, I don't know, it just sounds creepy. But
were you
yeah,
guys
we
butt ass naked?
We were just like on separate buds getting
but
massages.
But was mom like tits out?
I think we were like, I don't know.
You can just be honest.
I think it was like tits out.
Oh my god, Jacob was tits out with my mom in a couples massage. It honestly isn't creepy.
Yeah, because like she changed and then I changed and went in. Like it wasn't like
obviously you're not looking at each other. It's just that actually sounds fun getting a couples massage with mom.
I know, just someone that like isn't a couple person. Like isn't yeah, it just was it wasn't like yeah, like like tits out. It was more just like, oh yeah, we're both getting a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she did moan doing it. I'm joking. I'm just making it more creepy. Okay, let's continue.
Continuing. Let me see. I just want to show you guys some sexy clips that you can just show to people to make it look like you're sexy. Okay, thanks for watching. Goodbyesies. That's a video where that's all that you said. Literally, the entire video, the only words that are spoken by Jacob are... I just want to show you guys some sexy clips that you can show to people to make it look like you're sexy. Okay, thanks for watching. Goodbye, Z's.
Are you saying that it was just a 20-second video? Are you saying there was more to the video, but that's all I said, basically?
I'm not giving you any more context.
Okay. Da-da. Okay, I'm guessing this one was fake.
It's real. That was
Wait,
real video you made.
When did I do this?
It was when you were 13 or I don't know. How old were you when you lived in Diamond Bar?
12, 13. I sat my YouTube.
Yeah, you were like 12, and it was called How to Be Sexy. And it was just you saying, here are some clips that show you how to be sexy. And then it was a 2-minute montage of you just, I guess, being sexy.
Was I wearing a yellow tank top?
I don't remember, but I remember it was just you in various locations just making a weird face doing something.
I remember, yeah, I now I know what you're talking about. When I did that video, I think I did a pout too. I'm not sure, but I remember when I did that video, I honestly thought it was so hilarious because I think at the time, I didn't really understand being sexy, but I guess I understood being sexy is doing a kissy face, but
you did. It was just you doing that face in different locations.
Yeah, because I think I thought that was just so funny.
It was funny, I guess.
No, it wasn't.
Adding I guess to the end.
To be honest, no, it wasn't. That's so weird that I did that. I should delete that.
It's kind of funny because you weren't doing it. You were just doing it innocently.
Yeah, I wasn't actually trying to be sexy, I hope, at least.
I think it was just to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't even know the score anymore if you're wondering.
Oh, crap. We already have lost track.
Okay. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Okay. In real life, it looks like I'm Katy Perry, but...
That's what I said?
Yeah, I didn't continue the rest of whatever this was.
What's it say?
In real life, it looks like I'm Katy Perry, but...
I'm gonna just go with my gut and say that's true.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh my god, my gut's real.
I know. You actually do have a gut.
It turns out I'm psychic, guys.
Da, 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 da.
What video was this?
Oh, I actually don't know what video it was from. I'm trying to think. I don't know what it was from.
Was it looking through old pictures?
In real life. I don't know what it was from.
I'm just trying to think, when would I ever say that?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's labeled as real. I forgot. I watched 10 videos and I forgot which one this was.
I guess at one point I thought I looked like Katy Perry. Was I kidding?
I think it was a joke and it was supposed to be funny. I forgot what it came from.
Okay, this is another thing Jacob said. Oreos make the world go round. If I could just eat Oreos and ramen for my whole life, I'd be so happy. But that's just me.
if this is fake, okay, I'm not gonna answer yet, but if this is fake, you're actually good at doing making these old quotes, because I said the most random shit. I'm guessing it's real.
It's fake.
What the fuck? How'd you come up with that?
Somehow I just went into the mind of 13-year-old Jacob.
Oh my gosh, that literally.
Because you're right, these videos, it was just you. I don't even think, were there cuts? It was just a stream of, but all of them were 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I caught, I don't even know what it was. It was the 2 minutes of me saying, I don't know, just random shit, or 5 minutes of me saying random shit. And I honestly think these all sound like something I would have said.
I guess that I was good at going into middle school Jacob's mind.
Okay. Wait, do we know the score? We don't.
It's fine. I think you're winning.
I don't know. Okay. Oh my gosh. Taylor has never looked so smoking hot.
True.
Fake.
What?
Because I also, you did a video, Taylor Swift impersonator. I spent a day with the Taylor Swift impersonator.
That's why I thought that was real.
Yeah, but I just made that up.
You are doing trick ones.
I know. Da, da, da.
I'm definitely losing this. Let's see. Oh, this is I wanted to switch it up a little bit. So instead of a quote, I went into your video descriptions. And this is a video description from one of your videos. Drinking hot sauce burns your tongue. I even put ice down my pants. Hope you guys love the video.
So this was a video description?
Yeah.
Can you say it again?
Drinking hot sauce burns your tongue. I even put ice down my pants. Hope you guys love this video.
Oh, 100% real. I know what this is from, Extreme Dales or whatever.
It was called Dare Jacob.
Was it real?
It was real.
Oh my gosh.
That was
gosh.
The exact description. Because I was excited to watch the video, but then I saw the description and I was like, this is unique enough that I can include this. I even put ice down my pants. I hope you enjoy the video.
Yeah, it's real. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Also, it said hot sauce burns your tongue. It's no shit.
I know, literally. In the ice down my pants, we can say, oh my gosh, that's so crazy, but so many people have done it.
At least that's sounds like an entertaining video. But then drinking hot sauce burns your tongue, it's Does that need to be stated?
I know. I wonder. I must have thought those two things were like, oh my gosh, like, this is gonna get
click,
everything.
Click the video.
Okay. Yappa doodle do. Lucas is 13.
Huh.
This one's like really short.
I'm saying that's fake.
It's real.
Okay, I suck at this.
Yeah, because it was like, so your channel like started like so many, like 7 years ago or something, but like it was the videos that you did by yourself and you were like talking about when you were 13. I don't know what was happening. But
so
like
I wasn't 13 in the
video.
No,
you weren't 13. You were like 19 or 18, I'm assuming, but.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just something that I pulled from the video that sounded kind of.
I guess I once actually said yappa-doodle-doo in a YouTube video.
I know.
That's what happens when you post so much of your life online.
And I just find quotes that you didn't even know you would have said.
But I guess, you know, yappa-doodle-doo. Let's see here. Only I can twerk because I'm Santa. I'm the queen of twerking because I'm Santa. Y'all are on the naughty list. Twerking is just gross. You guys are just gross if you twerk. I can twerk because I'm Santa, and I'm the queen bee of this town. Better than the president.
Okay, this sounds like when I did this one video about, it was like a skit, I think, of Santa, and like, I don't know, it was like a skit, and I like kind of wrote down notes, so I feel like this is real.
Yes, it was twerking Santa.
Oh, it was the one that I went to the mall for?
No, this is in Diamond Bar.
Oh my gosh. The one where I literally was just in front of a Christmas tree.
It was just you for about a minute and a half or 3 to 2 minutes, just constantly saying in different ways that you're allowed to twerk because you're Santa, but nobody else is allowed to twerk or you're on the naughty list. And then something about your wife cheated on you with Jack Frost.
What the? It's so funny because when I was making these videos, I remember like me filming them and like actually thinking like this is like so good.
I thought it was funny. They are good. don't hate your old vids. I'm like, I'm watching that. If I saw someone posted videos, I'd be like, this person is. I'm subscribing. Like, this is funny.
Oh.
Someone just talking about twerking Santa. Like, I guess that's what you wanted to make. You
so
know?
Did I
These
get that
videos
right?
Are true to you.
Yeah. Did I actually twerk in it? Or, like there was.
I'm not gonna lie. I only watched like 30 seconds just to get a quote, but. I didn't watch the full thing.
You didn't even give me a view.
But for these videos, I just want to know, like, so did you write down notes for the twerking Santa, or was it just freestyle?
I don't think I wrote down notes, but I, like, remember, like, being bored in school and, like, kind of thinking, like, oh my gosh, this would be so funny to do a video about.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of, like, having something.
Because weren't you obsessed with twerking, and I guess... And then it was around Christmas, so you were like, how can I do a twerking Christmas video?
I know.
Oh, twerking Santa.
So I was like, oh my gosh, let's do this.
Okay.
Da, da, da. What? How could the sugar daddy do this to us? Okay, this was a quote that I got. Lucas was just restarting the camera, but do you want me to say it again?
Oh, I heard it.
Okay.
What? How could the sugar daddy do this to us?
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
It's fake.
Okay, and bitch. That's so hard.
I know. And I knew you'd... Okay, mine are short, first of all. But also, I knew you'd file for it because, like, you've done a couple episode Sugar Daddy videos. So...
Oh, yeah.
I tricked you for that one.
Oh, my God. You're playing... Your game is not fair. I'm pissed. And I want a rematch. Just kidding. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Twerk, twerk. I dance for you guys because that's what my life calling is.
This one's fake.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How did you know?
It sounds like something that I obviously would have said, but I just knew it was fake from like, I don't know, I just got like a vibe.
Oh,
like
no.
I like could sense the room and I was like, it's fake.
You read the room and you realized it was
yeah,
fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're definitely winning.
Okay. Wait, can you see my computer?
No.
Oh yeah, but before this Lucas
or else
had,
I'd be doing a lot better.
Oh, Lucas had his laptop out and he like thought I was cheating, but I wasn't.
Oh yeah, I switched to my cell phone because I didn't want Jacob to be able to read the thing and completely cheat his way through this challenge.
Da da da. Okay. 50 most romantic things you can do to your lover. You might have said this.
Since so many of these have been fake, I'm just gonna say this has to be a real one.
Yeah, this is real. So this one, I was watching one of your other videos from like when you were 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And like you were searching something and this is one of the articles.
Oh.
So yeah, I just thought it was kind of.
What was I searching?
Things you can do when you're 19, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I remember that video. It was just called, simply called, I'm 19. Before the days of YouTube clickbait.
I know, that's so funny.
I know, and you could simply just write something like that. Okay, this is another thing Jacob said. I just want to be rich, make money, and I don't give a shit about an actual job. Like, who cares when you have money? Am I right?
Okay, you need to tell me what video this is, because if I wasn't playing a character, I need to delete this because I'm embarrassed. Like the other ones, I'm like, okay, that's like funny talk. But this one, if I actually said that, I'm like, okay, like I just want to delete this. But I'm guessing 13. It's fake. What? I'm guessing it's fake.
Oh, it is fake.
Oh, it is. Oh, but, it was full. I might have said something like that, but I was like, if this isn't a character that I was doing, I'm embarrassed. But
when you guys lived in California, you guys did go, Jacob and like some of my other little siblings, you guys were all so young, but you did go through like a bougie stage.
Oh, yeah. Like,
remember you're like obsessed with Chanel, and then like you posted a thing to Instagram being like, I only wear designer bags to the airport or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like me and my sister thought it was so cool since I got like a Ted Bakel bag. It was like, I got a Ted Bakel bag that like I thought was like so cool, and it was like a duffel bag. I don't know, but and then Allie had a Juicy Couture bag, my sister, and then we thought it was so cool. So then we took a douchey photo that said we only wear designer to the airport or something, or like how you go, yeah, something like that. It's so
not only flexing with the designer bags, but also being like, we're traveling.
I know, I can't believe that's just so funny. Like, because I don't know.
It's okay. You were in middle school.
A bougie bitch. Okay. I have to kind of read this. So we walked, and she sort of told me it wasn't working out and didn't want to be my girlfriend.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, my God. My breakup or something like that, probably?
I got dumped. Oh, I think it was probably about like a
middle
school.
Me talking about when I got dumped by my girlfriend in high school.
Oh, it was in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, so it actually happened?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I remember I was actually like sad when I got dumped.
Was it like a long-term girlfriend or was it
like
just...
Like 2 weeks. But I was just sad because I was like, oh my God, like I can't believe I'm getting dumped. Even though I wasn't straight, it was breakups still are hard.
Yeah, that one's real. You got it right.
Okay, let me find a good one.
Okay. I am scared for what it's going to be.
We are going to kill this person, attack them, run up towards them, go downstairs and freaking attack them. Violent ass.
I'm just guessing this one's real.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's real.
Wait, what is that from?
It's called from a video called I Hate Spiders.
Oh, and it was me talking to the spiders.
It was you inside the mind of a spider. Because you said like, what do spiders think? I just want to attack this person, kill them, like you were saying that.
Oh, okay. I thought, did I actually threaten to kill someone? I probably should delete this.
Like you accidentally just did a complete, as a middle schooler, made an actual threat in a video.
I know. Okay. I actually remember
that
video.
So I think
video.
You're getting all of yours right, which just isn't fair.
Kinda, not really. I don't know.
You've gotten them all right.
Okay. Why would someone send me a Snapchat of two bows that look like tits?
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, that one's fake because I was going through your channel and there was like a phase of YouTube where like everyone did opening Snapchats and assumed you might believe it. But yeah, it's fake. Why did you think it was fake?
Because like I just don't think I would have said that. Because I'm just not that type of person.
You're mature.
I would never say the word tits on my channel. Just kidding. I'd probably say that in every other video.
Okay.
Let's see. Another one of Jacob. This is the TV Jim Carrey had at his mansion. It's the first flat screen TV ever made. Mm-hmm. Even when you smell it, you can smell Jim Carrey.
Real.
What video?
I don't know what video, but like I don't know if it's fake. I'm gonna be weird because I kind of remember saying this.
It was the Farmashians.
Farmashians.
Instead of Kardashians, Farmashians.
I just mentioned Jim Carrey recently.
I guess you. I don't know if you were trying to be Chris video. Or who, but you just kept saying like, "This is a photo of me back in the day, 40 years ago." And you're like, "Oh, this is the TV Jim Carrey gave us."
Yeah, I had a character called Farmashians.
Shirt tucked into short shorts,
cheetah pants.
Yeah, hair gelled up, bleach blonde.
I know, it was like, yeah, I kind of thought that, I didn't know what video it was from, but now it makes sense. Yeah, I did like two videos as a Kardashian that lived in Nebraska. Oh, and then I did that one video, Richest Kid in the World.
Oh, that's honestly my favorite video Jacob's ever made. That's still up, right?
Yeah.
Richest kid in the world. Him giving a tour of the Diamond Bar house. That one is like, this is a shower curtain from Marilyn Monroe. Like, that video is actually so funny. And then you said, oh yeah, I have a servant or something. And you beat up our other little brother. Oh, said he was your cook or something.
Yeah, it was just a crazy video. But I think you tweeted out that video.
Because I remember watching it and just actually being like, this is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Because back then,
so
I don't know if it was your real personality or a persona you did for YouTube, but it was just like this rich person.
Oh yeah, like, I think it was like what I like, I don't know. Like, I was just me
like
trying to be funny,
I think.
Just like a twerking
person.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I only have 20 shorts on, and I'm starting to feel a stroke coming up.
Real. Unless you did another troll one.
Yeah, it's fake. Because I saw that you did a video called putting on 100 t-shirts, but I just... So, yeah, it's fake. I made that up, quote up, but...
Oh, my God, you got me. I did do the 100 shirt challenge, and it actually was scary after a while. You start feeling like you're suffocating.
Oh, yeah, when I... Because, like, it looked like you were stuffed.
And I bought so many shirts. I literally bought 100 shirts.
Where'd you give them to after?
I think I brought them all to Goodwill.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. I was like, did you just keep using a white t-shirt for like the rest of like? Do you just have a closet full of white t-shirts somewhere?
So I started out really getting long ones, but then I got lazy as it went on. And they started getting kind of short.
Okay.
So I said, "Bitches be trying to copy." Jacob said, "Bitches be trying to copy me," but I'm always like, "F you."
Fake.
It's fake.
Oh. Okay.
I even kind of ruined that by saying "I said" instead of "you said."
Wait, you said that?
No, I accidentally said I said instead of you said.
Oh, yeah. I
but
think
you definitely
fake.
Could have said that.
I know. I for sure could have said that. Like me doing one of my characters or whatever it was. But yeah, that's okay. I can't believe I knew that. Okay. Wrinkly or then your bowels.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, my God.
But you didn't. You said it in the video, but it was like. Reading mean tweets, I think. And someone said, you look wrinklier than your bowels or something.
Oh my God, someone went hard for my skin.
I know, they were mean.
My skincare routine is shaking.
But you, like, how could you, I don't know.
This is another description. I took the description instead of listening to the video. And the description is, stop telling me I'm hot because I already know that, boo-boo.
Okay. It's real.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, it's fake.
Oh, it's fake?
It's fake.
Oh, okay, because I feel like I would have said that.
I know. You probably have said that at some point.
Yeah. Okay, but that, I don't know. That's not, it's so funny that even though it's so conceited, I still thought it was real. Like, I still was like, I think I'd say that before.
I feel like I wrote so many down that I'm just going to do a rapid fire for you now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I have three more.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, do the rest of yours and then I'll do the rest of mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, shit, I've actually said a lot of these. I only have a few more, but I'm going to do rapid fire, okay?
Okay, that's, I'm
ready. And
then
should we keep score during this part?
What?
We'll actually keep score during this part.
Okay, wait.
Even though you for sure won. You won the real one, let's see who won the rapid fire.
Well, how many are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My dad and my mom are secretly spies, and I'm their little assistant.
Fake.
You're right. You get 1 point. I'm going to teach you how to start and have... a successful YouTube channel just like mine. Lots of people come up to me and say, Jacob, how did you rack up all those views and money?
Real.
It's real.
I know. I kind of knew a video. It was like a... was it real or fake, though? Was I joking or for real?
I think you're just like kind of joking. Oh, but yeah, also just like, fun. I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Oh, shit. Did I already say all mine? Shit. Sorry guys. Sorry about this.
Oh, you already said Adam?
Wait, I thought I was going to be doing this fun rapid fire, but I'm literally done.
Did I get Adam right in the rapid fire?
I mean, there was only one. Oh, there was two. You got both them right.
Oh, and yeah. I think
you got 95% of the ones in the real one right, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is my rapid fire.
Okay, I'm ready.
Da, da, da. 3, 2, 1. Is that still in? I feel like a mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, I have 1 point.
A good solution for anyone being mad at you is making them a bowl of chili.
True.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm 19 now, so now I should have 5 kids.
False.
Yeah, you have all right. 3 out of 3.
Oh my God, I redeemed myself in the rapid fire.
Da da
section.
Da. High five for you. Congratulations.
You know, this just made me really. I feel like now that I think about it, now that I've watched all these old videos, the YouTube algorithm, my whole recommend is just going to be old Jacob Cruikshank videos. So
I'm excited
to see what the YouTube recommended system sends me.
I'm scared for
what. What was the videos you did where the dogs were Kardashians?
Keeping up with...
The Puppashians?
I don't know, but it was like...
Barkashians?
Keeping up with the dogs? I think it was just called Keeping Up with the Dogs.
I remember thinking that was funny, too.
Okay, it was just showing the dogs, then me doing voiceovers of them talking to each other.
But in the style of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they had confessionals, I'm pretty sure. It was. I did two of those. Did you pick any quotes from them?
No, I actually didn't watch those, but I just remembered those.
Oh, yeah. So fucking
weird. I guess turns out Jacob knows himself a lot more than I know myself, I guess, because I pretty much got every single one wrong and he pretty much got every single one right.
Well, that was just like a fake me, so I don't know. I just know another one of me. Da, da, da. I don't know. I was trying to make it creepy.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you have an amazing week. Keep on being a hoe, and we'll keep on
jolly.
Being a bro.
Like, in my mind, Christmas is close.
I know. Like, now that summer is still technically here, it's been so hot in LA, but I already do feel like it's just, like, ready for the pumpkin patch.
I know what I mean? In my mind, that's what's happening all the time.
Thanksgiving dinner's a week away. Start making the pies.
Yeah, in my mind, that's what I'm going through.
Cancel my gym membership till March.
I know. That's what I'm most excited for. Like,
yeah.
Like, not, like... Yeah, I'm
sprawled
just
sprawled out every day eating cookies, watching Lifetime Christmas movies.
I know, because there's this thing where, like, when it's cold out, it's like, wait, I can finally just...
Yeah, you actually aren't allowed to do fitness in the winter.
I know, and you aren't allowed to walk either.
I know, it's a sad thing.
This podcast actually has to end during the whole month.
I will see you guys in February.
I know. Bye.
Bye!